Magic.
And the world of illusion.
Magic TV.
And Craig Petty. Proudly present the Talk Magic Podcast. Every week we bring you awesome interviews with the greatest magicians that have ever lived. And now, here's your host, Craig Petty.
Hey guys, welcome back to Magic TV. My name's Craig. It is 9 o'clock on a Saturday, which means it's time for an interview. And I don't think I've ever done this before. I'm interviewing three people. Why am I interviewing three people? Well, it's a very exciting interview. First of all, let me tell you who I've got on screen with me today. First of all, I have the founder, the CEO, and the head honcho of Alakazam. I have the one and only Peter Nardi. I also have the real boss of Alakazam, the boy wonder himself, Harry Nardi. And I also have the guy that's revolutionizing what Alakazam are doing online, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, which is the one and only storytelling genius, mentalism extraordinaire, Jamie Dawes. Now, the three of them are here with me today because we are talking about the thing that's been buzzing the community for the last few months, which is Alakazam Unlimited. When you're watching this, it just got launched a few days ago. A lot of people have been trying to guess what it is. A lot of people don't know. You might not know what Alakazam Unlimited is. It's very exciting, and we're going to talk all about it, which is why I've got the three of them on. Jamie, Harry, Pete, how you all doing?
Yeah, really good, mate. Really good.
Very well, thank you.
So excited. I know Jamie is probably more excited than anyone for this because this is what his life's been revolving around from every day since he's joined Alakazam, isn't it? Non-stop.
Well, you joined at the beginning of the year, so for 2 months now, you've been building this platform up.
And yeah, literally, day one, Pete had me on the job. Day one.
Even before that, actually, because you've been looking for a platform to do this on for ages. Well, and even before you join,
it's quite annoying because I'll go into detail about the ideas behind Alakazam Unlimited and everything, but I've been building the platform for about 4 months prior to Jamie joining. And about 2 weeks before Jamie joined, we were discussing him coming on board and everything. And he said, "What's my first project?" And I said, "It's this." And then within an hour, he said, "I've been playing about with it and I've come up with this." And instantly my whole 4 months work got trashed.
Yeah.
It literally just went.
That's hilarious. Hilarious. And that's absolutely awesome. And I want to know all about Unlimited. And obviously, that's one of the reasons why Jamie is here. But to give people a bit of an overview before we dive deep into this, this is basically a streaming platform made up of the back catalogue of Alakazam's releases over the last 30 odd years.
Yeah.
Which I'm willing to bet that there's not a single producer in the world that's got as much content as you. Because for new people that are coming into Magic, for people who, you know, it wasn't always like it is today. It wasn't always you get a product with one trick. That was few and far between. Back in the day, you used to buy a DVD. I remember those things. And they had like 15 routines on them. All of which, honestly, are probably better than a lot of the stuff that comes out these days. And Alakazam was the leading force when it comes to bringing out these DVDs with some of the best names in magic and mentalism ever. So every month or so, you, Pete, were bringing out another DVD. Hey, here's 13 routines by James Brown. Here's 15 routines by Matthew Dowden. Here's 15 routines by John Archer. Mm-hmm. And they were coming out every single month. So, you know, and these days a download is just one thing that you pay $10 or $15 for. These DVDs, you know, they're made up of 15 downloads that are better than anything that you see these days. And you've got access to every single one of those. And unfortunately, because of the way that the world works now, nobody buys a DVD. I tried to give Matt in my office a DVD to learn one from, and he had to go hunting around in his basement to find out a PlayStation 3 just so he could play a DVD. People don't have DVD players. So the gold that's sitting in the Alakazam warehouse, just sitting there, no one's buying because nobody knows how good the stuff is. Am I right in saying all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly that. I mean, So we were there were two major players in America. There was A1 Multimedia, there was L&L Publishing. They were the major players when it comes to video content. So obviously they started on video cassette, then moved over to DVD. I would say that Alakazam was the UK equivalent. I don't think there was anyone at the time doing what we were doing with DVDs, the amount we had coming out.
The only person who came close, and he was nowhere near what you were doing, but the only person that came close was Russ Stevens with RSVP.
Yeah, and Russ started after us because the first few projects were before Russ even conceived RSVP, because I got speaking to Russ at about our fourth or fifth project. Russ used to do a lot of our stuff. But what had happened was Russ was doing a lot of cruise ships and he taught himself how to edit, how to film, how to do DVDs when he weren't doing his show. So on about our fifth project, Russ rung me up and said, "Hi, I'm Russ Stevens. I can offer you this service." Now, up until that time, I remember the Mark Spellman shoot, we hired in an independent camera crew that worked for the BBC. I mean, they had cameras where the lenses were 120 grand each. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, this it was a proper, I mean, they weren't the big TV cameras, but they were a proper camera crew. And it cost a fortune at that time. And then obviously, you know, Russ come on board and we'd done a lot of work together. But yeah, Alakazam was most probably the first to really push. Then Russ come on board and then Russ started RSVP as well. And we worked very closely together. So we didn't sort of encroach on anyone else's talent, as they're called. But if you think of the amount of people that Alakazam most probably gave big exposure to, and I'm not saying we made them, don't get me wrong, but we certainly gave them exposure in the community. You know, John Archer, and I remember after releasing Educating Archer, not long after that came out, John was in FISM in Italy. He sent me a text and he said, I don't know how to thank you. He said, I'm out here and my heroes, people I've respected for years, are coming up wanting to speak to me because they saw the DVD. So the power of, you know, this sort of DVD. But look at the names. Mark Spellman, John Archer, Ben L, Luke Jermay, Colin McLeod, James Brown,
John Vanderpump, right.
John Vanderpump,
Piff the Magic Dragon,
Piff, yeah.
Matthew Wright,
sorry,
Matthew Wright did a bunch
Matthew
of stuff.
Wright, yeah. And in fact, the very first, do you remember the pilot to Fool Us here in the UK?
Mm-hmm.
That was literally an Alakazam catalogue. That whole show, I'm trying to think who was on it, but I think they were all Alakazam artists. I think the only one that might not have been was, oh my God, I forgot his name. Who's the guy that worked for Illusion? Madison. Mm-hmm. Was he on the pilot or was he later on?
No, I think he might have been on the pilot, possibly.
So he was the only one, but everyone else was an Alakazam.
I was a creator back when Alakazam were bringing out all these DVDs, and I was kind of locked into World Magic Shop.
Yeah,
and I remember thinking, God, I wish I could work with Alakazam. It's so cool. That's where the cool guys go. That's where, you know, you go to Alakazam if you want to get the really good stuff. And you know, some of my favorite tricks of all time that I do all the time, Alakazam brought out. You know, I've said on this channel over and over again, Matthew Dadden's Party Animal is the best DVD of all time.
Yeah.
And nobody knows the material on there because nobody buys DVDs anymore. But there's probably about 6 or 7 routines that I do professionally all the time that are from Matthew's DVD.
Yeah, 100%.
This is one of the reasons, well, why we decided to go down this route and really break it down, because I remember when I started getting into gigging as well, I'd always say, or Dad would always say, expand the repertoire, do these bits, do that bits. And And it wouldn't, he'd never hand me the new stuff. It'd always be, look at this DVD, and it'd be like, see how good it is. It's not obviously a case of blow the dust off it, but I was the same. Obviously, the only DVD thing I had was a PlayStation.
Yeah.
I put it in there, and it was Party Animal. It was Rhapsodies in Silver. It was things like that. And the content on there, I was like, why is no one, how have I not seen this before? It was
well,
so
I mean,
good.
Exactly. Michael Vincent collection that you put together. Yeah. I remember those little boxes. Oh, they were beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, they were so big good. Projects. We put a lot of time and a lot of money into these projects to make them look wonderful. To everything about the DVDs were incredible. And
well, I remember Pete, that the very first, and people aren't going to believe me when I say this, but it's true. The very first Session Magic Convention, organized by Andy Gladwin and Rob James, as it was back then. Day. Joshua J was still in nappies at that point, was filmed by Alakazam, and you put out a project based on stuff that happened at the session convention. And I'll never forget Ollie Meeling's peak and control and reversal thing, which I still do to this day. That was
Dynamo was on it.
Huh?
Dynamo was on it.
Yes, he was.
Yeah. But this is the thing. So Alakazam owns the rights to all this content. So we've got all this content. And Harry has obviously been a big part of the company. He's been a part of the company for maybe, 7 years now?
Mm.
And he's been a big driving force in the company for maybe the last 3 or 4. And we were looking, it weren't even us. Harry's right. I kept giving him DVDs. He never used to watch it because people don't like watching long DVDs anymore. It's just the way.
Ain't got the time.
Haven't got the time. They just want it snapped.
All the attention span.
Yeah. So it was Harry's original idea. He said, Dad, we need to start. And we started doing it years ago where we were splitting DVDs up and selling them as individual downloads. And then Harry said, look, this stuff is here. We don't want it to die. And later on, you'll realize we are not doing this for the money. Right? So later on, you're going to realize it's not money motivated at all. It's the fact that you have got some world-class creators. You've got world-class material.
Mm-hmm.
I own the rights to all this content. Alakazam owns the rights to all this content. And it's just sitting there dormant.
Well, I want to point something out on that as well. Not only is it dormant, not only is it not a money thing, but I think that we don't want the people's legacies to die. And what I mean by that, let me give you a perfect example. Tom Peterson.
Yes.
His routine.
One of the greatest comedy magicians of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing him live. I remember when he did his Lemon Game for the first time and I was literally inches away from him. And I saw him do that. And when he dropped that straw into that glass, I was like, what the hell am I seeing? This is amazing. And I put it into my act and it stayed there for a long, long time. Still there now. Tom unfortunately passed away last year. And the best example of his work is the DVD that he produced with Alakazam.
Yeah.
If you don't do something with that,
it's gone.
Tom's legacy will die.
Yeah.
So, there's an old expression, isn't it? You know, you're not truly dead until somebody stops saying your name.
Mm,
you have the power to make sure that future generations will continue to say the names of Tom Peterson. You know, I've talked about this on my channel before, and I've said, oh, Tom Peterson, check his stuff out. Who's Tom Peterson? Oh, you want to check out his DVD at Alakazam? I don't buy DVDs. You're a...
Yeah. He...
There's a trick.
There's two. Well, there's more than two.
Yeah, I mean, his whole DVD was great. But there is a routine that he did, a close-up routine. And I was a big fan of Tom Peterson's work. I mean, he's a great magician.
Knows how to squeeze everything out of a routine, doesn't he?
But there was one close-up routine. When I say there's one, it doesn't mean the others aren't good. But, like, I sort of once we had broken down the DVDs, I said to Jamie, watch this. I said to Harry, watch this. And I've mentioned it to you before, Craig, because you were doing a project on the same thing. We got a project of yours using this gaff.
Mm.
Now, There's a routine on Unlimited called Don's Card Stab. Probably one of the best close-up card effects.
Oh.
Really fooling.
So good. And entertaining.
And entertaining. But there's literally no work to it.
No.
And it's a masterclass in, you know, just getting 5 minutes out of a very simple effect. But the effect is great. As a magician, if you don't know what's going on, it will fool you.
Yeah. But also, he's got, the good thing with it is there's, I mean, he was obviously amazing at all different types of things, but he's got another routine, Barbecue Buddies, a stand-up piece, absolute, just pure entertainment.
Yeah.
And you are right, you know, no one, I didn't know about these until we were stripping the DVDs down onto Unlimited. And obviously, there is new content on them. We'll get into that later on. But until we were stripping it down, I would never have performed it because I wouldn't have looked at the DVD. I'm not going to lie. You know,
yeah.
No matter how many times Dad said it, I wouldn't have sat there and watched for his whole DVD.
He never does what he's
talking. No, well, there we are. Right? But so, both of those routines, and they were, the Barbecue Buddies I've started doing already, and Don's Card Stab, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, but it's great. And this was the thing. So Harry sort of said to us, look, you know, we need to do something with this content. And, you know, Harry was the one that said people want, because I said, well, they're all up there as a download anyway. And he said, but people don't want that. He said, I won't sit through a download, but I tell you what I will do. I will sit through a trick and an explanation. I'll do it. If I see a trick I want to learn, that's the one I want to learn. I don't want to watch 10 others to get to it. I want to learn that. And I think people's lives are so busy now, they feel they haven't got time. And that's what they want to do. They want to sort of just go, that's a trick I want. Watch performance. Yeah, great. Explanation, done. Move on. Harry was sort of the spark plug to get this engine running. And then last year, Wayne Goodman and I were chatting about it. And I said to Wayne, look, you know, do you want to take on the task of stripping down these DVDs? I didn't tell him how many until he agreed to do it.
So many of them, double disc DVD sets as well, triple disc DVD sets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of the Michael Vincent ones were like 3 or 4 DVDs.
It was like that thick, the box was just pure DVDs in it.
Yeah. So Wayne, bless him, has been working on this for almost a year, stripping them all down, because it's not an easy feat. I spent 4 months trying to build a platform. And do you know what? It was one of those things where I was making so many compromises where, you know, my mind was telling me this would be the perfect scenario, but I just couldn't achieve it. So I was going, okay, all right. So I can't do that I wanted to do, but this will do. I can't do this, but this will do. And I went through so many things, and it ended up being something that I really didn't want, but I didn't think we could get anything better. I just thought it does the job. It's going to be okay. And then Jamie joined us, and Jamie's purpose within the company is to help with online content, to help with product development, because we're pushing out a lot more products than we've ever done before, and I can't do all the editing, filming and everything myself. So Jamie stepped in and he's sort of heading that up with me, and he's doing an amazing job. He's doing the Desert Island Tricks podcast as well, which are fantastic. If you haven't heard them, have a listen. They are really, really good. But as we said at the very beginning, Jamie come on, and within a couple of hours of him thinking about it and messing about, he sent me this, and it was literally just two images, I think. It was just two images on a page. And he went, what do you think of this? And straight away I went, you know, his vision is far better than my capability. His vision and capability in doing this is far greater than mine. And he took the project on, he run with it, and what he's created is, in my mind, I think it's the most advanced platform to do what we're doing in magic, like the layout and everything, the way it all works. A lot of them follow the same sort of structure, but this is very Netflix and Disney. But
makes I'll let for Jamie. Our content,
yeah, for our needed, you know? Yeah, it was needed. I'll let Jamie explain about it a bit more.
Please do, Jamie, because I've now got myself very, very excited about this. Because now, you know, effectively, we have the entire back catalogue of Alakazam available at a moment's notice. Could you talk me through what the platform is, what it does? Because obviously these things live and die by the accessibility. So I'd love to chat a little bit with you about that. Would that be okay?
Yeah, of course. So the first thing that I wanted to do was to find a way that we could make it feel really similar to things that we all know. We all have Netflix, Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus. We all have these, or well, I've got all of them because I'm one of them.
All right, because you're a baller.
Right. I just love the streaming. So I wanted to make it congruent so that we all knew what it felt like. We know instinctively how to use it. And I know that Apple, companies like Apple, always think about the functionality of something and how intuitive something is. So we knew that it had to be the same. It has to be an intuitive platform that you can go on straight away. Yeah. So when you see the platform, which we'll show you in a second, you'll see that it is literally like a Netflix platform. There are sliders which show each individual trick. Everything's categorized. But on top of that, when I was editing the website, because obviously there's a lot of jumping around when you're editing so many pages, I realized that jumping between sections was a pain. So because I was struggling, I put in a new feature to make it easier to get around. So it had to be good enough for me as well as, you know, everyone else. And then, you know, Wayne has spent tireless hours getting all of those tricks down. So we hand selected a big batch of diverse tricks. And like Harry said, me sitting through some of them is incredible for me. I have to watch every single trick. I have to synopsize every trick. And then I have to create artwork for every trick and sort of explore the platform. So things like Tom Peterson was incredible. Me and Harry sat down in the office one day watching John Archer's routines and just like crying with laughter because they're just so good. There's so much good material on there. And hopefully this is a way to make all of those people sort of come back into the public eye. But shall I show you? Do you want to see the actual platform?
Hell yeah, I want to see it.
So if I share my screen.
I will say as well, the other thing that was a major point here is every sort of membership platform I looked at would draw us away from Alakazam's site. So it would be a separate entity. What Jamie's managed to do, which is what I wanted and what I couldn't achieve, is this is all within Alakazam. You don't have to leave our site.
It's weird because it sounds cheesy, but this is exactly what we dreamt of it being. Like, if we could say what we wanted to be, it'd be exactly this. And how he's done that is beyond me. Yeah. Well done, Jamie.
Well done.
Unbelievable.
Doors.
Go for it.
Which means I haven't been sacked yet, guys. That's good. I'll show you the thing. So this is your first glimpse at Alakazam Unlimited. And I'll take you through a little run through. Can you guys see that okay?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Great. So when you first go onto the page, you'll be greeted with our Gold Crest Alakazam Unlimited logo. And it will fill.
Who's that?
Look at that.
That's three of the greatest creators of all time, Mark Spellman, Colin Cloud, and Craig Bezzi.
You're right.
Wow. So when we go down, you'll see that it feels exactly like Netflix. So we have all of these different video sliders. I'll start at the very top. So at the top we have the categories, so everything's categorized on the site, so it's super easy for you to find. I've managed to click off of it, there we go. So if I go to the creators, we have a massive batch of incredible creators here. So we have John Archer, Joe Barry, who is just a phenomenal card guy. If you like Ben L, you'll love Joe Barry. Jasper Blakely, who's got some super clever material on there.
I remember the first time I met Jasper running around the Blackpool Magic Convention in a full-on leather gimp suit.
Very funny.
But then you'll have
Matthew Dowd, and there's the guy. He's now a American soap opera star, but one of the greatest.
He's phenomenal on there. There's a great Chicago opener that he does on Unlimited, and it's just so clever. And he has these two ladies there that he's doing it to, and quite literally, he has them eating out the palm of his hand. It's such a wonderful routine.
Well, he was always a bit of a ladies' man, wasn't he?
Yeah, I tell you what as well, when I talk about how being on these DVDs sort of propelled someone, when Matthew done the DVD, he was a worker. He wasn't really known, I don't think, within the magic industry. After his DVDs come out, the following Blackpool, he was invited to dinner in a closed Chinese restaurant with David Blaine to discuss... I think it was his anniversary waltz that's on the DVD, because Blaine had seen the DVD.
That's amazing. But,
you know, it just shows you in that time how
there's
that...
So many names here, mate. There's so many names. Like, so many... I haven't seen Christopher Williams for ages, but he was an incredible card guy.
And this is just the start, you know. There's new, I mean, we'll talk about, but there's new creators joining all the time, and so many of the videos on there were filmed with live audiences, so you really get to see. I mean, the party animal one is the prime example, right?
Yeah,
it's with real people with real environments. They're drinking, I mean, some of them are drunk. It's he, you learn how he deals with people, and it's just brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, there are some really, really good names on here. There are obviously some more modern ones like Joel Dickinson here. There's some great tricks from him as well. Doc Hilford, if you like the bizarre sort of stuff. But again, we've got everything. So if you want to learn some cool coin tricks, Matthew Wright has got an incredible Coins Across where the coin floats across at the very end.
Hang on, are you talking about Final Destination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a pass, Jamie. I'm going to let you off now, because you're not a coin magician, but that just saying he's got a cool Coins Across is doing that disservice. That's the best freaking three fly of all time. I remember coming up with a three fly and showing everyone, and I was like, I think I've solved the final coin problem. And I was showing everyone, and people were like, have you seen Matthew Wright? So I'm like, who's Matthew Wright? I hadn't heard of him. And then when I saw that coin float over to the other hand, I'm like, okay.
Literally, your hands are there, and the coin literally floats from hand to hand, the last one. It is so good.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It's amazing. Look, James Brown, just casually in there. Like, James Brown, one of the greatest magicians.
You've got Babe Davis on there going through more like flourishy stuff. And things
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
His flourishes are incredible.
The other thing I want to say as well, and, you know, I think Jamie went above and beyond. Each video has got its own piece of custom artwork, like literally each video.
A question in this creators page, where's Jamie Dawes?
Yeah, where is Jamie Dawes?
What the heck?
I am. I'm one of the coming soons at the bottom.
Right.
So I think I'm down here somewhere. There I am.
Oh, there you are. Fair enough.
I tell you, Tom Rose as well.
Oh my god!
Oh my god! Phenomenal!
Unbelievable!
What a talented card guy.
Paul Stockman, there's a guy I haven't seen in ages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know, Paul Stockman, solid commercial mentalism.
Mm.
Really,
I remember watching that DVD when I was younger, and without giving anything away, because obviously I don't want to ruin his show for you, but there's a thing with a tray and a candle.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things that all the way through my career, when I've put shows together, I wish that I had a moment in my show that was as mind-blowing as that moment. Because I remember watching that going, oh my God, how has he managed to do that? How is that a thing that's been able to be done in front of me? And then, of course, when you watch the method, it's so clever. He is just phenomenal, Paul Stockman. That DVD was one of my favourites growing up.
And it was a great... Have we got... I'll speak to you about this after, because I'm not sure if for the for the video, we actually had the whole uncut show, did we?
No, but I feel like maybe that's a good thing to do. Maybe we'll take some shows and we'll just do the whole performance.
Yeah, because of the shows. I think on that DVD, maybe we had the full uncut show as one of them, because the show mm-hmm. was just perfectly structured as well. Now, bearing in mind, this wasn't his go-to show, because it was tricks that he had created and put together. Usually there would be maybe one of them in his show or two. But the show was really run smoothly. So things like that we're going to put on there as well, so you can see the whole show and stuff. So, yeah, sorry, Jamie.
That's all right. So now that we're here, we're on the creators section. If you click on a creator, let's say you don't know a lot about a creator. So let's go
very unknown guy.
Let's go for Harry Nardi over here. Now, if you don't know a lot about the creator, we've actually synopsized a little bit about them. So you get to know who the creator is straight away. Underneath, you'll see all of their content on Unlimited. So more by Harry on Unlimited. And then if you want to explore any more, then there are products underneath. Because I know that when I read books, for example, there's often someone referenced. And then they mention another trick, and then you have to go on the hunt for that trick. So it's quite nice just to have everything under one roof, so to speak, one digital roof, as a nice way to get something. So let's go to another creator. Let's go to, I know Mark Spellman's got quite a lot of content on here. We love Mark Spellman. He's obviously incredible. But you can see these are some of the products, but also similar products. So maybe that allows you to discover someone else as well. These are all of the effects that we currently have. And like Pete said, each one has custom artwork. So let's say you want to click on one of the video. I'll show you what happens when you open the video. It takes you to our custom player. So you have the large artwork there. Underneath, we've also synopsized each trick for you as well. So you can read through that. It's one, two sentences just to give you an idea of what it's about. And Wayne has obviously done an exceptional job of splitting everything into performance and explanation. So you can play the performance, click on explanation, and bang, there it is. So maybe you want to watch the performance and you go, actually, that's not really my style. That's fine. You don't have to click through loads of different stuff. Just watch that and then go on to, oh, actually, I want to see what Take Note is about. And then I can read that. Yeah, that sounds like my cup of tea, and press play. One of the things that I mentioned earlier on is like shooting around pages. This was one of the features that I added. So when you go on to a creator page or a trick page, you also have a quick search section here. So you can jump around to different sections if you want. So if I wanted, I could go to moves and slights and I can get some training. So Andy Smith, part of our originals is his coin courses. And this is a great one about different ways to palm coins, which is really smart. So that's just the creator pages.
Just look at the different categories in there. I mean, this isn't just card magic or coin magic. No, there is tons in there. You've got stage, bazaar, you've got comedy, kids. And the thing I love about it as well is this platform gives you the ability to maybe venture and try something that maybe you wouldn't have spent your money on if you had to buy a big DVD. You know, it gives you the flexibility to think, do you know what, actually, let me try a coin trick because I want to do that card effect, but I know I need to do a palm. Let me see a trick on here that uses a palm and maybe get some techniques from it. Or let me try a coin trick, see how comfortable I am, even with different sized coins. Anything like that, you know, it's brilliant.
Yeah. I'm very surprised there's a kids' magic section. I didn't think of Alakazam as releasing much kids' magic.
I'm not sure if there's anything in there at the moment.
Let's have a look.
To be honest with you.
No. Right, well,
more magic coming soon.
You and me, we can make that happen.
Right.
Brilliant.
Just change that to the petty section, petty and Ryland. Yeah,
do it.
That'll cover both.
Well, the thing is that the idea behind this, we're going to be adding more content, and the content isn't necessarily going to be constantly new tricks. We are going to be adding new tricks. At the moment, at time of launch, I think we've got 150 videos we're launching with. We're going to be adding new videos every week or
every
new video,
single week.
New week. I'll let Jamie explain about exclusives and everything. But we are looking at adding other stuff in there as well. We have got interviews on there and various other bits. And we got some great additions to it like discussions and other things.
Well, I keep seeing different people's names pop up with the word journeys after it. What's that?
Yeah, so people might think that this is just Alakazam's back catalogue. It's so much more than that. So we realised that in order to keep people coming along, it would be great if we could combine the old with the new. So we call these unlimited originals. And an unlimited original is exclusive just to the unlimited platform. So you won't get these anywhere else. So straight away, we have unlimited original tricks here. So like I mentioned earlier on, we've got Andy Smith's Coin Masterclass. We've got some Peter Nardi, whoever he is. We've got some of his routines on here. We've got loads of incredible content from John Carey, which I've seen. This is Gambler's Nightmare, which is a brand new trick from Chris Congreve, which again is just for unlimited. But as well as that, we've been looking at different ways to give content to magicians, which is informative but interesting, and that's completely different because Alakazam's always been about innovating. So as well as the podcast that we've just launched, which Pete mentioned earlier on, which is Desert Island Tricks, which is sort of a fun, interesting way to discover new magic and to discover what other people are doing and why. We've also got the Unlimited Journeys. So we are launching with four journeys so far. So we've got Pete Nardi, Harry, Chris Congreve, and Andy Smith. And this is like mid-content. So if you don't have a whole hour to listen to a podcast and you want something entertaining and just something to take your mind away and to think about something different, then that's what journeys are. So they're about 20 minutes, between 20 to 25 minutes. And it's quite literally a mini journey. So we take the creators on a small journey through a gig. And we find out what they would do in a certain eventuality, what they would do if they were to talk to themselves at the beginning of the gig to give themselves advice. It's a really, really interesting concept. Mm. But on top of all of this, Harry had the excellent idea of the Unlimited Book Club. So this is going to be a new thing that we launch soon. All right. It was Harry. But yeah. Pete innovated with that idea. With the fact that we're going to actually give a certain number of unlimited members physical interaction with us, with the book club. So we're going to pick one of the videos or a genre or a trick every single month. We're going to get between 10 and 15 people to look at that video, and we're going to film like an interview where we all talk about that trick and that plot. And we bring to the table some different ideas. Maybe we discover another version. So it's quite literally like a book club, which is great.
Variations on it. Maybe we speak about a free fly and someone else says about their favorite free fly, you know, maybe one from Nightshade or something like that. And then moves has helped them or anything like that. And we always get it on after shows as well. Craig, you would have noticed people have great ideas on the after show, you know, and this will be a platform for them to really put their sort of get their creative juices flowing and get their input in. Amongst and obviously meet people with similar interests and things like that. It's...
And every month we'll invite another group of people to join us, another group of subscribers. But this is something, things like this really get me excited because it's a way to sit there and we could say, okay, this month we're going to look at Michael Vincent's McDonald's Aces routine. So we'll all watch it together. We'll give like a bit of a director's commentary on it to sort of talk through the routine and how it's put together and everything, and then afterwards we'll discuss what we liked about the routine, and then people like Harry said will throw in their own ideas or their own versions. So it will be a way that we can say to all the subscribers, look, this month let's pick this one, let's study it. It's a proper study session on an effect, not just learning the trick. But let's understand why Michael does it that way. There's a reason why he does it that way. Let's dissect it and explain why, you know? And these are the things that really get me excited now. These sort of discussion things and breaking stuff down and really understanding the magic and the trick. Because it's more than the trick, should I say. The
it magic. Is. Wow. Mind blown. So how many, you say you're going to upload new tricks every week. How many are you aiming for? How much new content are you aiming for every week? stroke Fortnite?
Well, it's at the moment we're launching with 150 videos are on there.
Mm-hmm.
So we not all the back catalogue is there yet. So back catalogue stuff will be coming sort of weekly, I think, the odd trick. I would say
it would be minimum one a week. Minimum.
Yeah, minimum one video a week. That could be a piece of new content. It could be a new interview. It may be from the back catalogue. So it could be anything, but it'll be a minimum of one. But as it stands at the moment, with 150 videos on there, I don't think people are going to be gagging waiting for that extra one to drop. I think
but there will constantly be new stuff. Yeah, we've got ideas for new, and yeah, and we spoke. I mean, we spoke to and showed a few creators this, and they're buzzing to get their own content on there as well. So, like we said, you know, it's not just the back catalog; it's a lot more than that, and it's constant interactions. We've got something else where we use like a 360 camera. We're going to be looking at putting acts together, so we'll pick like three routines, put them in an act, and then explain going through that whole routine. You know, if you've got a gig coming up, it might be that you've got all three effects and now we've just put them in a routine for you, you know. So that's exciting. So much.
Do you know what, Craig? You know, Alexan's all about community.
Yes.
So this to us is about building that community. So you're going to see Alexan Unlimited evolve as the years go on or the months go on, to be more of a community hub as well. We are looking at being able to stream into Unlimited as well, so we could have a monthly get together with everyone and just see what people have been watching, what they've been learning, what they've been enjoying. So we really want this to be our community hub.
Here's a question for you. Obviously, the academies are streamed and then are dropped into people's accounts. So you buy the academy, you watch it live, and then it's dropped into your account afterwards, or you can buy it separately afterwards. Are the academies going to be a separate thing to this, or will you be chopping up the academies and putting them in here as well?
Some of the academies we have got... there you go, from the academy.
It won't be full academy.
No, so what we've done here is we've selected a trick from various academies to give you a bit of a taste of what that academy is about. So the academies will still be available as full downloads. But who knows in the future whether the academies become part of this, whether this expands so there's another membership level. We don't know what's gonna happen to this, but I know that this will evolve.
Mm-hmm.
I know it will evolve without a doubt.
It's so, honestly, it's so exciting. So exciting.
It's amazing.
You know, the good thing is all the other work that Jamie's put in, like, so this is obviously an effect from one of Liam Montier's academies. And then if you like it, at the bottom, click it, buy the whole academy. You know, so...
just straight to the side.
There you go, straight to it.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. I mean, wow. Bloody hell. So,
that's all... people are happy about this. What you're about to say, he's not happy. Go on.
No. I'm very happy. I want to know one question. This is the million-dollar question, isn't it? How much is it?
Right. So this is... I don't know if you've
seen... look at Harry's smug face. He's got his little smug face on.
This is where we disagreed, right? I'll be honest with you. We did disagree. But... at Blackpool, or even the other day, actually, yesterday, we done an app live, and we gave everyone on the app a sort of look around the Unlimited, and we asked them, what would you pay for this on a monthly basis, an ongoing monthly basis? The cheapest price that someone said was £20 a month. The most expensive price that someone said was £50 a month. we are charging for this. And this was Harry's idea. I must admit, my price was a little bit more than Harry's. But Harry did say, you know, it's about the community. We've said from the beginning, it's not a money-making thing. The price is probably the same price as a caramel mocha from Starbucks.
Less than a pint, anyway, where we are.
It's going to cost £4.99 per month.
So you basically lost your mind.
Yeah.
Good to know.
He's lost my mind.
Finally, the Nardis have lost it completely. All right, that's just, oh my God, that's ridiculous.
Thing is, the content on there is absolutely insane. Do you know what? It's exciting because it will give people a chance to jump into other areas.
What I was going to say was each one of those downloads in there, bearing in mind there's 150, is worth more than $4.99. If it was sold as a download, it would be more. So even on launch, you could subscribe to this for 149 months and still be quids in, even if we never updated it.
And there's no sign-up duration. So you can just sign up for 1 month if you want to. Not that you would, but you could get... You could have a gig next month. You need to do a stand-up act. You sign up to this for £4.99. You look at Tom Peterson's Barbecue Buddies. You look at some John Archer stand-up stuff, and you've got a parlor act for your next month.
Well, I'm just looking. I've just gone on Alakazam just because I'm checking. Fancy a Pot of John is £30. If you want to buy that on its own, it's £30.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
and that's on unlimited.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous. You've lost your mind. You've actually lost your mind. It's ridiculous. You've actually lost it. Like, it's insane.
It is incredibly low.
It is low.
I saw Blank Knight on there by John Archer. That's been sold for like £40.
It is low, but I spoke to people on the phone, and the thing is, when I was speaking to them, we're not just saying this, right? But we are so pro. I mean, most of the stuff happened before I joined anyway, innit? But we are so proud of the content. We don't want it to go unseen. The amount of time, effort that not only like mum, dad, Russ, everyone involved in it, but the creators have put into it. You don't want that to go unseen, you know? And having it at like, I don't know, for what it's worth, it would be a lot more than £4. I mean, less than a fiver. It's obviously worth a lot more than that. But if we put it for what it's actually worth, still not many people are going to see it. And it deserves more than that, you know?
We want this to be... We want this to be, like I said, a community hub.
Mm.
Now, there has to be a charge for it because there is a running cost.
Exactly,
But we want it to be a community hub. We want people to use it. We want people to enjoy the material. And hopefully in the future, it's going to be a lot more than just downloads. We want a place where we can interact with the Alaka fan, where they can interact together, where we can do our monthly shows, where we can do live unboxings of products or more in-depth reviews on products. So, you know, not saying we want to expose, but you want to go a bit more in-depth rather than, you know, doing it on YouTube or whatever. And we really want this to be the hub. So we don't want to charge people to become part of the Alaka fan. All they're doing is they're contributing to the running cost. And that's it.
And it will allow us as well, at some point, to maybe look at getting creators to add fresh content on there, you know, if need be. Let me just have a look at it one sec. It works out to something like 16p a day, something like that. I mean, you could literally go on there. You could get 5 downloads in it in one day, 16p.
Not downloads, they're streaming videos.
Yeah, streaming videos, yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's the other thing as well, which I do want to make clear. These are not downloads. Mm. It's a streaming platform.
Yeah.
Which, in effect, means you are paying for a membership. Once you stop paying for that membership, those videos are not yours to...
You don't have access to them.
Yeah, you don't have access. It's like Netflix. It's like Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's a streaming service, and you're paying your membership, But to us, that's why we wanted the low price, because we want this to become the community hub. We want this to be a place.
As far back as I can remember, Alakazam have been leading from the front and innovating. They really have. Like you just said, way back in the day, you were the L&L of the UK and Europe. You were the first company that I'm aware of that did fancy packaging and really kind of made a deal of the products coming out as opposed to just shoving them in a jiffy bag. Yeah. You were one of the first companies to do the academies at the table type thing. They've all gone and you're still here, and you know it's the leading platform doing that. Look at all the stuff that Harry does on social media. Look at all of the weekly Tuesday meetups you do, all the stuff that you did in lockdown. This is just another example of you guys leading from the front and just setting the bar, and nobody else actually being able to keep up. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible.
Very exciting. Yeah. It is so, honestly, it is. We've been working, Jamie's been working on this for so long, and I am just so excited for it to get out, because this has probably been the biggest project, isn't it, that we've been excited. I mean, products are good, but this has been ridiculous, yeah.
As a project, this has been a mammoth undertaking. And when you think that the amount of work that Jamie's put in sort of exceeds what I was expecting. Mm. The fact that I literally thought, and I think I even said this to Jamie at the time. He was talking about having like the thumbnails, and I said, just as you're watching the video, just grab a screenshot and put a title in. So you just got a freeze frame. And Jamie, I think you did that for the first couple.
Yeah,
and then he just went, yeah, no.
How much better it looks now, though. It's just so insane.
He did a separate piece of artwork and even though each piece of artwork is completely different and it's unique, you can tell it's all part of the same.
Mm. Under the type, same umbrella and everything.
You know, but there are more things coming on. I mean, Andy Smith's doing a coin course. Sponge ball course, a card course. So he's going to be teaching like moves. So he's breaking down certain moves. So that's going to be a series coming on. He's going to do cups and balls and other things. So there's loads of things there. And Craig, you've obviously kindly offered to put some content on there as well.
Dude, just lock me in a room next time I'm there for like 3 days, and yeah, just leave me with a camera.
I am, honestly, I cannot wait.
You say you can't wait. It's already launched.
It's out. I'm buzzing already.
You're buzzing.
We just honestly, I cannot see how it isn't a good investment. You know, just try it for 1 month, innit? 1 month, less than a pint.
One, you know, yeah. I can't. I was trying to think of one trick that's worth $4.99, but I can't think of any trick that isn't.
No.
So I don't know which one to name. Because literally, go on there, click anything, you got your money.
I would say your interview is probably like $2.50.
Yeah, apart from my...
Something like that, yeah. Not one of the best
which
ones.
Which I'll pay you to watch.
No, do you know what? I love the journey as well, because we speak about like funny things that have happened at gigs.
Yeah.
And it just kind of, it strips away from like the image you've got on camera, and it just is real life. Do you know what I mean? You tell, my first gig's so embarrassing. You can learn all about that on there. Jamie spoke about it. Chris spoke about stuff that's happened at gigs. Andy, yourself. And it just really shows you, just down to earth, what it's really like.
No,
like
doing
stuff. Mm. No. Just actual human beings. Yeah.
Wow. I'm speechless. I'm speechless. So people want to sign up. Obviously, everybody watching this has got an Alakazam account anyway, which is where all their downloads are kept, all their academies are kept, all of their instructions are kept. People want to sign up. They literally just sign up through Alakazam.
Yep.
They put it in the cart like they would any other product. And then once they've got it in the account, you can access it directly off the same website.
Mm-hmm.
Click on Unlimited, and you're going to be in the same place that Jamie just showed us around. And you can literally go in there and see everything and start exploring all of the different.
The other thing,
I was going to say, it's not something that you've got to keep.
That's what I was just going to say. Yeah.
It will auto renew if you don't cancel it. Yeah. So it will just auto renew, charge you a fiver.
But it's monthly. So if you, yeah, you can cancel whenever you want. And yeah, because I had some people bring up today asking about it. I gave them a little bit of info and I was like, have I got to buy it every month? I go, no. It like you said, sign up. It'll just continually roll £4.99 until you cancel it and then it'll just stop.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying the price won't go up in the future, but we got no plans to at the moment.
No. And you will be made aware. It's not.
Oh, yeah. No. You'll be really made aware if anything was to change at any point. But yeah, it's. We are just so excited about the platform.
Can't explain it. Can't, yeah. You just got to see it. You've got. Just sign up and have a look because it is the routines on there. Look at, right? Don's Card Stab, Barbecue Buddies, and there's loads. Any of the Matthew Dowden ones, just look at them and they are just sublime.
Well, before we wrap this up, I'm going to ask all three of you very quickly the same question. Somebody signs up to Unlimited right now. They've watched this video. Boom, they're going over there and signing up. Each one of you, what's the first thing that they should look at? Best thing on the platform? I know it's subjective, but
that is really hard. But I would say for me, and it's not, I'm not going to say it's the best thing on the platform. It isn't, but it's a trick that I've always really loved. Don's Card Stab by Tom Peterson. I think it's a very simple effect. I think it's entertaining. It does use a gimmick deck. But it's one of those routines you watch it and go, look how much he's getting out of that. I would do that. And I really would do it. And I showed it to Harry and I said, Harry, you need to be doing this at gigs. It's great.
Yeah.
It is.
What a great routine.
It is.
John's Card Stab for me.
John's Card Stab. What about you, Harry?
I'd probably say John Archer one. I'd probably say, I think it's called Deja 2, I think. And that one, purely for the entertainment value. You look at it, he's got so many jokes in there. The way he is with the audience. I think that you learn so much more than just that routine. You learn the stage presence, the jokes, the man, like, just, it's brilliant. So good.
What about you, Jamie?
It's really difficult because I've watched everything that's on there now. So for me, I think it would have to be another Tom Peterson. I think Barbecue Buddies. I think it's such a superb stand-up piece of magic.
Jamie, I do that in my act, really.
Yeah, it's just so good. That was one that I said to, again, poor Harry gets it from both me and Pete. I said, Harry, you should be doing this. This is a really, really good one. You just don't see where it's going. It's so clever, so commercial. So for me, it would be Barbecue Buddies by Tom Peterson.
Brilliant. Wow, guys, congratulations. You've turned this around. Well, you know, it would have taken a lot longer, but obviously Jamie managed to sort it in a couple of months because that's what Jamie Dawes does. You know, if you hadn't come on board and we'd been waiting for Pete, we'd still be we'd still be waiting now. So Jamie,
you would have had a video cassette. Yeah. That's what I would have come up with.
Replicating tricker tape.
I don't know what that is.
That was cassette tapes.
Vic Pintos tricker tape. That's what I started with, Harry. Yeah. It was tapes and VHS tapes and things like that. And you'd spend £50 to get like really grainy footage of Pat Page teaching a purse frame routine. Things have changed. Yeah. But yeah, no, seriously. Jamie, congratulations. Harry, Pete, congratulations. People can sign up now. Like you said, they can cancel any time. It'll go straight into their accounts. They're going to get immediate access. So what people need to do is stop watching this video, go over to Alakazam, go and click on Unlimited and whack it in your shopping cart and then spend the rest of the week locked in your bedroom just learning lots and lots of magic.
Yeah. We've got a brilliant information page as well. I'll get Jamie to send you the link to it and maybe you could put it under the video or something.
It'll be in the description right now to this video down there. Yeah, it'll brilliant. Be there.
Lovely. Perfect. Oh, so exciting. Finally, it's out. We've been literally sitting on this for so long. Every day. Look at it now. Finally, it's out. You guys are going to love it. And there's just so much more content coming as well. So it's just an ever-evolving thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, on top of Unlimited, we've not talked about it, but I'm sure we will at some point in the future. You're smashing it this year with physical products. You're bringing out more new releases than ever before. There's going to be stuff coming out all of the time. You're You're going to have more live launches. You're going to have more soft launches. You know, obviously the Tuesday lives are continuing. You know, you're just constantly putting content out there and constantly putting out amazing products. And, you know, Alex Sam's just going strength to strength.
Thank you very much. The other thing as well, which is really exciting, is once again, like I said, it's all about community and everything else. Our Tuesday Alex Sam Lives, we're now going to be able to have people that are watching, that are joining every week. We're going to start giving them a Zoom code. They can actually Zoom into the live. And if they want to join us live, we can actually bring them in if we're having a discussion about everything. So the lives are actually changing a bit as well. In a bit, just to make them more interactive. I know we have the comments coming in and we're always interacting with people, but it will be really nice if we're having a discussion and someone's on the chat and putting over some really great comments, and we can go, well, why don't you come in? There's just a Zoom link, bang, yeah. And then we bring them in, and then they're on it with us, and we can have that discussion. And that's something that we've been trying to do, and that's something that we've created, once again, with Unlimited in mind, because that's part of the idea. That's why we researched this Zoom thing and getting people on board and everything else.
Very exciting, must say.
And there's one other thing that we've not even thought about. This is going to be one of those things, and this and that. Fans of the Alakazam Academy, there's going to be some big changes coming to the Academy studio soon as well.
Oh, yes. Wow.
Yes.
You don't even know about that, Craig, and I think, or does he?
No.
So exciting.
Well,
now I want to know.
We've been knocking down walls. We'll leave it at that.
The studio is still intact, but you know the little performing area outside? Mm-hmm. You know when you walk in and there was the office to the right?
Yes.
By the editing room. We've knocked that wall down, and so it's made the performance area bigger. But we're going to decorate what that office was. It's going to be decorated, and that's going to be like a live performance area. But plus, we're going to give it the look of a sort of old library type thing with magic props, dark shelves. So when we're filming, you're going to have this really nice, cozy set as well.
So that's
all happening very soon, I think. Mid-March, that's been decorated, I believe.
Exciting.
But the walls have all been knocked down. They were knocked down when we were in Blackpool. So there's a lot of changes happening, and you're going to see a lot of good sort of changes within the content side of Alakazam and design and everything else. I mean, obviously, we're still working with Monster Creations, who's part of Alakazam as well, Aid Gower. But Jamie's looking at a lot of online content and things, you know, just really exciting things.
All of this good stuff, we still keep the best customer service in the game with actual telephone numbers.
Yeah.
Earlier on, someone saw our TikTok videos, rung up, they're doing something for their work in a few months' time, wanted some recommendations.
Not a magician.
Wants to just do some stuff. I was on the phone to him for 40 minutes. He had written a big list. I basically got rid of everything he had said because it wouldn't have been good for a beginner, and then added in loads of goodies. And he is now on his way to becoming a pro magician. All because we got a phone number. All right.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Blown away. Okay. Genuinely blown away. So, yeah, lots of exciting changes. Lots of tricks coming out. Alakazam Unlimited. Just... wow, mind blown. Guys, congratulations on all of your continued success and domination of the industry. You know, it's just brilliant. It's brilliant. I've been a huge supporter of you guys.
You have.
Forever, and I will continue to be, because I think that Alakazam are amazing.
Thank you so much, mate. You do a great job for Magic. You know, all the content you put out, the reviews, everything else. And you've been a great advocate of Alakazam as well. So we can only thank you.
Yeah, not being a sucker, but Alakazam wouldn't be where we are right now without a doubt, isn't it?
Yeah.
The products, the support, everything. Yeah. And that's not, I'm not just trying to be a sucker. That's just genuine.
Yeah. And we're really proud to have you as part of the Alaka fan, mate. Really, I'm
proud
really
to be there. We've got some big things that's happening in 2024. So, you know, you're going to be seeing an awful lot of me.
So, like your ventriloquist act.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's coming to the kids' magic. Yeah.
Yeah, and the real work on my tarot reading act will also be coming out this year, so that'll be fun. But no, we should definitely talk about.
Oh,
talk about what?
I don't think Craig realised he had frozen.
He's missing off all the acts he's working on. Turns out he is actually doing ventriloquism. No, the guys, well, I just want to say, if you come over at Blackpool, that was absolutely amazing as well, wasn't it? Blackpool was amazing. And they're going to be, all them products going to be drip fed throughout the year.
Blackpool was, great. So thank you, everyone, that come over to us.
Also, we've got so much stuff coming out. It's hard to keep track of it all, isn't it? But we are slowly churning it out. And we're trying to do it. We've basically planned it the whole year. We're trying to churn it out in a manner that's digestible, aren't we?
Yeah. And as we were saying, the biggest project, the only project we've been working on. I think he's vanished. So
he has,
but we're not still recording.
We are. It says at the top right there. Actually, it says massively. This this meeting's being recorded. Oh. There you go.
Yeah. There you go. Sorry, I don't know what the hell went on there. My whole computer.
That my comment about ventriloquism was because you were frozen, but you were still talking. Really? That's why I said about ventriloquism. And then you just vanished.
Well, I don't know what happened. I'll take it from the thing. Hang on.
Yeah,
I mean, you guys are just absolutely killing it. So congratulations on all your success. I'm going to be, supporting you every step of the way. I know we've got a lot of stuff going on this year that we're going to be doing together. And, the stuff that you've got going on away from me and with new artists like Henry and Drew and everybody else that you're working with, it's just incredible. You're setting new standards every single day.
Yeah. It's going to be an exciting year. I mean, we've got a lot of projects planned to come out this year, but our whole time and everything was Alakazam Unlimited. That for the last since the 1st of Jan, that's all Jamie's been doing. But now we're focusing on getting the tricks out. So. It's going to be really exciting, and we can't wait for the rest of the year.
I kind of want to skip to the end of the year to see everything we've done when it's been released, but then I don't because I enjoy this part so much when it gets released. You know, it's a good thing, but a bad thing having to wait with all this good stuff ready to come out.
Yeah, well, it's great. But once again, Craig, thank you so much for your support. It does mean a lot, and we love having you, as I said, as part of the Alaka fam, and we're proud to offer your products as well, because it's always top-notch.
And Ryland,
it's always top-notch stuff, and we're really proud to represent it.
So, I'm proud to be here, and I want everybody that's watching this video to do me a couple of favors. First of all, leave a comment down below. Let Alakazam know what you think. Let Harry and Peter and Jamie know what you think about Alakazam Unlimited. And then secondly, once you've done that, shut YouTube down. Go to alakazam.co.uk and sign up for Unlimited. It's £5 a month. That's nothing. Go and get access because, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of these guys now. I'm going to go on there and I'm just going to go into a freaking rabbit hole of amazing content, and you need to do the same as well. So sign up to Unlimited and make sure that you buy everything from Alakazam. And guys, I will see you again soon. But one more time, Jamie, Pete, Harry, congratulations.
Thank you, mate. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Talk Magic Podcast. Magic. Be sure to like and subscribe to the Magic TV YouTube channel, Magic TV, which includes 14 unique videos every week. Whatever type of magic you're interested in, we've got you covered. Just search YouTube for Craig Petty's Magic TV, or click on the link in the description from this podcast below. Be sure to join us next Friday at 5 p.m. right here for another Talk Magic podcast. Talk Magic.